6:53.
So when you think of great sources of wine, you probably think of certain regions of France, maybe Napa Valley. But what about Argentina?
Nice. Joining us live with our Wine of the Week, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg. Mr. Greenberg.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Hillary. Olé.
Yeah, let's talk Argentine wines.
Yeah, a lot of people think, you know, Argentina for the tango and romance, but they've got some pretty hot wines, too.
That matches tango and romance.
It does, if you have enough wine.
Any particular type of wine that Argentina is best known for?
They've hung their proverbial hat on the Malbec. Malbec is a grape varietal that was brought over from France in the mid-1800s. It's usually used as a blending wine in France, but in Argentina, it's a single varietal, and they are very, very well known for Malbecs.
And which Malbecs are you liking these days?
Well, I happen to like the 2008 Bodega Septima Malbec from Mendoza. It offers up a lot of scents of blackberry and dried herbs, and the palate features is flavors of black plum and dark cherry and cocoa. Now, what I really like about this is it has soft, lush tannins on the finish where these hints of toasty oak weigh in. And best of all, you ready for this? Ready for this? $12.
Wow. I love that.
$12. Great wine.
What if you want to go a little more expensive? Got anything there?
They do. There's a Grand Reserva from the same producer, Septima, 2008. And they have a really great blend of Malbec and Cabernet Sauvignon and Tannat. It's powerful yet elegant. And it's got these layers of black fruit and raspberry and licorice and warm dark chocolate on the palate. But what, again, the smooth finish, balanced, lengthy, and you're not going to believe, a touch of dark fig on the back end of the palate. It's really interesting. And this, you're going to go all out. Ready for this? $23.
Wow. Nice, Scott. I think we're going to have to leave it there today, but drink Malbec.
Olé.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner.